It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you, listening friends. Welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring Kay Spears. Kay is a certified clinical nutritionist here in San Antonio. She also has her master's degree in science and nutrition. Kay also teams with a number of health professionals at Balanced Health Wellness Center in San Antonio. Good day, Kay.
Hello, Scott.
All right, we are continuing on with this week's podcast, and Kay, during the last discussion, we talked about the quote from Hippocrates and the quote that states, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. In your book, you then move on in your very first chapter as you're discussing nutrition, and you talk about how food is very, very emotional for people. And I'd like you to go into some discussion about that.
Well, you know, I'd like to start with, you know, when you're an alcoholic, you refrain from alcohol. If you're, you know, if you're a smoker, you refrain from smoking. But food is so, we have to eat, number one. And food is such a big part of our society and just our reward systems. And so food becomes very emotional and people become emotionally tied to food. So, you know, one of the things when I started this wellness center is I brought in 3 therapists because forever I was trying to help people with their food and I wasn't seeing them making changes. They show up in my office. They obviously want to be here. They want to make those changes. But there's something that's called, I call self-sabotage. It's keeping them from being able to stick to a lifestyle program that's healthy. And so I think that the therapy is a huge part of that because it really helps get down to the core of our emotions, why we're gravitating to certain foods that we can't let go of. You know, they have that saying, the comfort foods, and it's different things that we grew up with, or, you know, our family said, if you make an A, we'll go to the ice cream place. And so you get certain triggers, I call them. And so it's really important to be balanced with all of that. So that's, again, balance, that word, and Balanced Health, our wellness center, where we do have 3 therapists that deal with the emotional aspects of food and healing in general.
That's a very interesting point. And it seems to me, Kay, that food is really highly related to our emotions, that we eat, we consume things based on the emotions that we're feeling. But it seems like whatever the state of our emotions are, food is a response to it. And sometimes it can be destructive, and other times it can be perhaps beneficial.
Right. And I talked about the emotional parts to food, but there's a lot of other things that people don't realize is, you know, you think of the term stress eating, and I get that a lot. I'm just so stressed. I've been stress eating. Well, when we're stressed, it actually depletes our serotonin levels. And so one of the ways to boost up serotonin, not the right way, there's a healthy way and an unhealthy way, but we gravitate towards these high, rich carbohydrate foods, sweets, breads, pasta, all of these things kind of boost our serotonin. And then it's a vicious cycle. Once we have that serotonin elevated, then we start craving more and more of those foods because our cortisol gets out of balance, which is part of our system's way of regulating our blood sugar. And so then we need more and more of these foods just to stay on top of things. And then it's making us feel so bad, and we don't understand why we're feeling bad, and we keep eating and eating. And next thing you know, you're plummeting into this total depression and kind of, I call, mood funk.
Mm. And then, of course, depression itself can be a motivator for food. I know we've spoken before about the fact that statistics I've seen indicate that somewhere between 50 and 70% of our society today is taking some form of antidepressant. And we know that our culture has a tremendous obesity problem. Is there a relationship here? The fact that people are so depressed, are they eating in response to that?
Oh, yes, I think so. And their nutrition isn't what it's supposed to be. Kids actually are the fastest growing of antidepressant medications being prescribed now. It's preschool kids. So you think about that and their diets. You know, they eat hamburgers, hot dogs. They're not eating fruits and vegetables. So think about their mood. And so now they need an antidepressant, and their ADD, which we didn't even hear about years ago, you know, is because everyone's nutrition and their brain, if you're functioning on sugar all the time, it's going to make you excitable.
Kay, you talk about, again, with regard to the emotional nature of food, you have a couple of what you refer to in your book as theories. And the first theory that you cite with regard to emotional is that we must eat it all. And can you explain exactly what you mean by that?
That's the clean-up plate rule, that you can't leave the table without finishing everything on your plate. And I think a lot of us were taught that as kids. And, you know, I think that kids go through phases, and they need to learn how to eat healthy foods and to make healthy choices. And I think that the kitchen should not be open all day for kids to eat. They should sit down and eat dinner, but the plate shouldn't be filled up with a bunch of, you know, rich carbohydrate foods and spaghetti. And then, you know, the child, sometimes they're just simply not hungry, or, you know, they're going through a phase. And so we shouldn't make them finish everything on their plate before they leave.
It's really interesting you cite that, because I know that as a child, my mother told me, and perhaps my grandmother as well, this whole notion of eat everything on your plate. And we even had something called the Clean Plate Club. Mm-hmm. So to this day, as an adult, when I finish a meal, I genuinely feel uneasy inside myself if I leave something on the plate.
Right. And then if you don't finish everything on your plate, then you're not going to get dessert. So there we go with the reward system, that we got to eat everything on our plate, and then we can turn around and have a healthy, nice, big, sugary dessert on top of that.
Okay, we talked about why people are so depressed today, which leads to them using food as sort of a crutch to get them through those down periods, and this leads to all sorts of obesity issues and other emotional problems. Why do you think people today are so depressed?
Well, again, I think it's food. I think it's not being in balance in their lives. I think it's overcommitting. We don't have any self-care, any time for ourselves, any healthy boundaries. And you know, I could go on and on and on with all of these topics, but I think that we are just simply out of balance in a lot of aspects of our lives, and mainly food. And so we're not getting the nourishment we need. We have this huge gut and brain connection that is connected. And when our gut, which is 75% of our immune system, we're not eating the right foods, we're not absorbing properly, it affects our mood and our brain. And I think that there's just a huge correlation with all of that.
And perhaps, Kay, what we can talk about in another podcast is the whole concept of not only what we're putting into our stomachs, but also into our minds, and how that relates to depression as well.
Oh, yes, I'm big on that. Big on the thoughts in our mind and our self-talk. You know, when my patients come in and they use words like I'm fat and I'm worthless and I'm, you know, if you feed yourself that all day long, then you're going to be exactly that. So I think thoughts are extremely important of the whole process, and I work on that as well in my practice.
We live in a world today that has a lot of problems, and for those who are mass consumers of news and information, it can be very depressing. And I think that I would suggest to anyone, be cautious about how much of that you're taking in each day, because it really can pull you down. I feel it myself. I'm sort of a news junkie, and I really have to guard myself from taking in too much, because it does affect my mood swings.
Yes, and you know, I tell people to take the TV out of the bedroom and don't watch the news before they go to bed, or these shows. You know, I got addicted for a time period to a show called Criminal Minds, and I really liked it, but you know, I would watch it before I went to bed, and then I had these nightmares, and I would wake up the next day and just angry, and my mood wasn't right. And then I started realizing what I was feeding myself before I was going to sleep at night.
Okay, this is going to be fascinating. I think that we're going to be offering a lot of excellent information. That's all the time we have for this particular podcast. If you would like more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her explanation of balanced living, her book, called Balanced Living. What you want to do is go to her website, which is www.kaysspears.com, or you can call Kay direct at area code 210-764-2121. And be sure to join us again next time for yet another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist, Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.